Pi Mai Lao, or the Lao New Year Festival. According to Sai Pet Kampasit, the head of Parak Param Theatre, the word Bun Tud Son Kam, or Lao New Year, is the combination of Tud, which means ended, and Son Kan, which means move to. It takes the meaning of end of the year and moving to a new year. The Lao New Year is a major festival in Luang Prabang, which has been widely organised from generation to generation. It is also included in the Buddhist calendar festival. The activities that are organised in Luang Prabang are unique compared to the rest of the country. The Lao New Year festival originated from the belief of astrology. However, it has absorbed different cultural and religious influences from Brahmanism, Buddhism, and folk religion, which originated from the legend of the seven daughters of Kanbin Rapom taking turns to water their father's head as instructed before his head was cut off for losing the bet made with Tamaban Kunman. The Lao New Year is usually celebrated from the 13th to 15th of April. In the Great Leap Year, Bet Son Hong, when there is an extra month in the lunar year, Van Nao, the New Year's Day falls on the 16th of April. Various activities are held to celebrate the first day on the 13th of April. In the morning, a market fair is organised for local people to trade their products such as fruit, vegetables and other everyday products to prepare the food and merit making for the 3 to 4 day long festival. After the fair, people cross the Mekong River to the Chompet district for Sun Stupa building. In the villages along the banks of the streams or rivers, where there are sand isles or river rocks in the middle of the water, local people gather to build sand stupas. Previously, the monks would also participate in this religious ceremony with the local community. Nowadays, the sand is brought to the temples by the local community. The sand is offered to the temple. The stupa is built either at the sand beach or at the temple. The shape of the stupa varies. It can be a big pile of sand shaped like a half watermelon or as a pyramid, with many small stupas placed surrounding the big one. The stupas are decorated with a flag and flowers. The monks are invited to bless the stupas, wishing good luck for the coming year. Nowadays, more and more people prefer bringing the sand to the temple for San Stupa building rather than going to the riverbank. The sand can then be used for other public purposes. After this activity, banana leaves are folded in small bowls where a cut fingernail or old clothes are placed to be released into the river as if sending away the bad luck. Some people release small animals such as birds, fish, snails, tortoises, crabs, etc. Animal releasing is also one of the Lao traditions used as a way of making merit by freeing the lives of animals. Some people free the same number of animals as their age. Some free them for making merit for their ancestors. It is believed that if we help to free the animals, help will come to us when we need it. As a teaching of Buddha goes, what is planted will be the fruit to be harvested. The 14th of April is an in-between day, which is considered to be neither the old year or the new year. A procession of Heivor is organised from Wat Tad Noi, Tad Noi Temple, to Wat Siang Tong, Siang Tong Temple. The highlight of this procession is a parade of Nang Sang Kan, the Po Ye and Ya Ye, and the Singkeo Sing Kam. The Po Ye Ya Ye represents the ancestors of Lao, respected by the Laotian people. The legend goes as follows. Once upon a time, there was a city named Ten, where there was an enormous Kua Kao Kad, whose roots spread and blocked the rays of the sun from the earth so that no warmth could reach the earth. People lived in darkness and coldness. Until one day, Praya Kunbarom called for a meeting to discuss how to cut down the Kua Kao Kad. But nobody was willing to volunteer until an old couple came up to Praya and said, "We are Poye and Yaye. We will volunteer to cut this tree down." Praya praised the couple for being willing to make such a contribution to the nation. Before departing for their trip, they requested that their names were not to be forgotten after they passed away. Praya agreed and gave his word as a promise. The old couple then went to the Tu Pond with large axes. They took 3 months and 3 days to cut down the giant Kua Kao Kad. However, just as Kua Kao Kad fell, a branch hit the couple and took their lives. The light was returned to the earth again, bringing warmth and liveliness to all the creatures on earth. The funeral was held to honour the old couple by Praya Kunbarom and the people. Since then, in the memory of Poor Yur and Ya Yur, Laotian people like to add the sound Yur to the end of their sentences, such as Payur, Mayur. Making the masks of the old couple has also become a tradition for Lao. During the Great Leap Year, the Hevor procession is held on the 16th of April, which is considered the first day of the Lao New Year. From 5 till 6 a.m. in the morning of the Lao New Year's Day, every family prepares five types of food, such as rice, steamed rice wrapped in banana leaves, desserts, dried rice crackers, and bananas for offerings and for wishing good luck. Lab, which is minced beef or fish cooked with burnt ground eggplant mixed with mint, coriander, and other spices, is considered as a main course for the meals of this day to host relatives and guests. A Basi ceremony is organized for making wishes for the coming year and for the younger generation to ask for forgiveness from the older people in the family for the wrongdoings they might have conducted in the past year. In the afternoon, the returning Hevor is organized from Wat Sieng Tong to Wat Tad Noi, followed by the seven daughters of Kabin Rampom to Wat Visun to worship Poyur and Yayur at the Grand Deity Hall. Another highlight of the procession is the parade of Nang San Kan, a group of the seven daughters of Kabin Rampom. Legend has it that once upon a time there was a very clever man named Tamaban Kumman. He came from a rich family and had studied the three Vedas of Hindu. He was very knowledgeable and could answer any question when asked. Learning about the extraordinary reputation of Tamaban Kumman, a deity who lived on the highest level of heaven, who came down to test Tamaban Kumman's knowledge and wisdom. He met Tamaban Kumman at a castle with seven floors, of which Tamaban Kumman was the only inhabitant. Considering virtue to be the most important thing for a person, Kabin Rampom asked Tamaban Kumman three questions. The first question was, where the virtue of a person is in the morning. The second question was, where is the virtue of a person at noon? And the last question was, where is the virtue of a person in the evening? Kabin Rampom told him that the questions would not have to be answered immediately, but that he would come down for the answers in 7 days. He also added, if he could not find the answers, he would be beheaded as a sacrifice to the teaching of the Buddha. But if he could answer all the three questions, Kabin Rampom would cut off his own head out of respect for Tamaban Kumman's knowledge. After Kabin Rampom left, Tamaban Kumman pondered and searched for the right answers until 6 days had passed. He was so tired from thinking that he couldn't sleep or eat. He became pale and was left with only skin and bones. He couldn't believe that he would have to be beheaded with all the knowledge and wisdom he had. He took a walk out of the castle to keep himself awake. He reached a tree in the forest where two eagles were talking. The female eagle asked the husband eagle where to find food for the next day. The husband eagle said, "No need to fly anywhere. We shall wait here to eat human flesh tomorrow." The wife eagle asked, "Where is the human flesh from?" Kabin Rampom will cut off Tamaban Kumman's head. Why? Because there's no way he can answer the questions. What questions has he asked? Are they so difficult that even a wise man like him can't answer? They aren't so difficult. He was asked about where the virtue of a person in the morning and noon and in the evening is. "I'm curious. Can you tell me the answers?" "No, it's getting late. Let's have a rest." The female eagle begged her husband, "Please tell me. If you don't tell me, I will kill myself." With no other option, the husband eagle told her the answers. "The virtue of a person in the morning is on our face, so people clean their face in the morning. At noon, the virtue is in the chest, so people take a bath during the daytime. And in the evening, the virtue is on the limbs, so people clean their feet and hands before going to bed." Tamaban Kuman could understand the language of birds, so he understood the eagle couple's conversation, and there lay his answers. He went back happily to his castle. On the seventh day, Karbin Rapom came for the answers, and Tamaba Kuman answered them all correctly. Karbin Rapom was so astonished that he had to cut off his head as promised. Karbin Rapom's head was sacred, so it would bring fire and burn down the whole world if it was dropped to the ground. If his head rose into the air, there would be a drought and people would suffer from starvation. If his head fell into the ocean would dry up. In order to avoid these disasters, he called for his seven daughters to hear his instructions before beheading himself. The names of the seven daughters represent each of the 7 days of the week, and each has its symbol. The first daughter is called Tungsatavi, and her symbol is a Garuda. The second daughter is called Koratatavi, and her symbol is a tiger. The third daughter is called Ratsatavi, and her symbol is a pig. The fourth daughter is called Montatavi, and her symbol is a donkey. The fifth daughter is called Kirinitavi, and her symbol is an elephant. The sixth daughter is called Kimitatavi, and her symbol is a buffalo. The seventh daughter is called Mahotontavi, and her symbol is a peacock. Karbin Rapom instructed his daughters to take the golden plates to keep his head on, and not to let his head and his blood fall to the ground, and requested that his head should be placed in the cave of Kantuli at Pukaukairat. During the Lao New Year, the girls took turns to water their father's head with pure perfumed water and then placed it back in the same place. That is why the Buddha is brought out for watering during the Lao New Year. Friends and relatives splash water on each other for the blessing. From the 10th to 12th of April, girls from the schools around the town participate in a beauty pageant organised by the Luang Prabang district in order to select the representatives for the seven daughters of Karbin Rapom. After the parade, another popular activity is watering the Prabang Buddha image. The Buddha image is a holy Buddha statue, a cherished possession that has been respected by Laotian people for generations. The elders of the community, village chiefs, temple abbots, monks, novices, and the Poyer and Yayer all participate in this event. After an official ceremony, the Prabang Buddha image is taken to Wat Mai for the local people to splash water on. The first to pour water on the Prabang image is Poyer and Yayer, who take the water from the Khan River. The spot under the old steel bridge over the Khan River is called Tapabang. It is believed to be the home of the Naga named Kamla, one of the 15 Nagas who are the guardians of the city. Poyer and Yayer are also the representatives of the 15 Nagas. Them being the first to splash water shows the local people's respect for the Nagas and for the river which provides the water for people's everyday life. The seven daughters of Karbin Rapom then proceed to pour water on the Buddha, followed by government officials, village chiefs, elders and the local community. Previously, before inviting the Prabang image to be watered at the temple, the elders would gather the local people at the temple beating the drum and preparing perfume, water and flowers for worshipping the Prabang Buddha to wish good luck for the coming new year. After pouring water on the Buddha, the rest of the water is brought home to splash on the children's heads, people's houses, gardens and vehicles to bring good luck in the new year. The following day at around 3 to 4 p.m, children and young people are asked to prepare perfume, pure water and flowers to water the Buddhas in the other temples in the town. They also splash water on each other for good wishes and happiness. The celebration of the Lao New Year in Luang Prabang is the most grandeur and the longest of all the provinces in the country. It can take up to a week or even 9 days. During this period, people splash water on each other to wish for prosperity, good health, and harmonious relationships within families and between different generations. It is also a joyous occasion to enjoy some coolness during the hottest time of the year.